American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to and repeat these yes, no, or questions and responses. Notice that the questions have rising intonation and then falling intonation. The responses, because they are statements, have falling intonation. Number 1.
Do you want a permanent or a temporary job?
I want a permanent job.
Number 2.
Does this plant manufacture steel or rubber?
It makes rubber.
Number 3.
Were the surroundings beautiful or ugly?
They were very beautiful.
Number 4.
Does Jim work at a plant or a restaurant?
He works at a plant.
Number 5.
Were you born in Texas or Florida?
I was born in Texas.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to the yes, no, or questions and give the responses in Part B. Don't repeat. Just listen and then answer with the appropriate falling intonation in Part B. Number 1.
Was Karen's operation on her knee or her foot? Is she still in the hospital or at home?
Number 2.
Is Dr. Ray a heart or a back surgeon? Has she been here a long time or a short time?
Number 3.
Do you still feel sick or are you better? Do you need any help or will you be okay?
Look at Figure 3. Now read the yes, no, or questions in Part A in the dialogues and listen to the answers. Don't repeat. Ask the questions in Part A with the appropriate rising and then falling intonation and listen to the answer. Begin. Number 1.
I looked at it yesterday. It's broken.
Number 2.
I prefer to fly. I usually fly with blue skies.
Number 3.
I believe it's steel. It's 20 years old.
Now look at Figure 4. You will hear an announcement. Don't write. Listen only.
On Friday, July 17th, the Air Defense School at Stockton Air Force Base will have its annual picnic. It will begin at 1200 and continue until 1700. Those wishing to leave at 1600 may do so. It will be held at Miller Park on the north side of the base. If anyone doesn't want to attend the picnic, he or she may stay at his or her duty station. The picnic is free for all military and civilian employees.
Listen to the announcement again and answer the questions about the announcement.
On Friday, July 17th, the Air Defense School at Stockton Air Force Base will have its annual picnic. It will begin at 1200 and continue until 1700. Those wishing to leave at 1600 may do so. It will be held at Miller Park on the north side of the base. If anyone doesn't want to attend the picnic, he or she may stay at his or her duty station. The picnic is free for all military and civilian employees.
Now let's check your answers. Number 1. What's the subject of the announcement? The answer is B. The annual picnic is the subject of the announcement. Number 2. On what day will the picnic be held? The answer is C. The picnic will be held on Friday. Number 3. Where is Miller Park? The answer is A. Miller Park is on the north side of the base. Number 4. What is the earliest time people may leave the picnic? The answer is B. The earliest time people may leave is 1600. Number 5. How much will the picnic cost for employees? The answer is C. The picnic is free to all employees. Look at Figure 5. Listen to each dialogue and then select the correct answer to each question. Number 1.
What are you reading?
The article on toxic waste.
Oh, I read that yesterday. It made me angry.
Number 2.
I just finished reading your report.
Well, what do you think?
It needs more work.
Number 3.
I just checked on Mr. Smith.
How's his condition, Doctor?
It doesn't look too good.
Number 4.
The building didn't pass the inspection.
What'll happen now?
I guess they'll have to tear it down.
Now, let's check your answers. Number 1. The answer is A. She didn't like what the article said. Number 2. The answer is B. The report needs rewriting. Number 3. The answer is B. The patient isn't recovering well. Number 4. The answer is C. The building's too old to fix. Look at Figure 6. You will hear a paragraph. The first time you hear it, listen for the connective words. The second time you hear it, write the connective words in the spaces provided in the figure. Listen.
The employees at the chemical plant are unhappy for several reasons. First of all, they work long hours, sometimes 50 hours a week. In addition, their pay has been cut already 2 times this year. Furthermore, their lunch breaks have been shortened 10 minutes. Finally, some safety measures have been relaxed, making the plant a more dangerous place in which to work.
Listen to the paragraph again, and this time write the connective words you hear.
The employees at the chemical plant are unhappy for several reasons. First of all, they work long hours, sometimes 50 hours a week. In addition, their pay has been cut already 2 times this year. Furthermore, their lunch breaks have been shortened 10 minutes. Finally, some safety measures have been relaxed, making the plant a more dangerous place in which to work.
Let's check your answers. Letter A is, first of all. Letter B is, in addition. Letter C is, furthermore. Letter D is, finally. Look at Figure 7. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to the sentences. Don't write. Listen only. Number 1.
The meeting this afternoon is optional.
Number 2.
The site of the new bank hasn't been determined yet.
Number 3.
Cities with heavy traffic have a lot of air pollution.
Number 4.
His job was temporary, but now it's permanent.
Number 5.
We must protect our environment.
Number 6.
Modern technology has made it possible to fly around the world.
Number 7.
She had a respiratory problem last week.
Now you will hear each sentence twice. This time, write the sentences on the lines in Figure 7. Listen and write. Number 1.
The meeting this afternoon is optional. The meeting this afternoon is optional.
Number 2.
The site of the new bank hasn't been determined yet. The site of the new bank hasn't been determined yet.
Number 3.
Cities with heavy traffic have a lot of air pollution. Cities with heavy traffic have a lot of air pollution.
Number 4.
His job was temporary, but now it's permanent. His job was temporary, but now it's permanent.
Number 5.
We must protect our environment. We must protect our environment.
Number 6.
Modern technology has made it possible to fly around the world. Modern technology has made it possible to fly around the world.
Number 7.
She had a respiratory problem last week. She had a respiratory problem last week.
Now, check what you have written while you listen to the sentences again. Number 1.
The meeting this afternoon is optional.
Number 2.
The site of the new bank hasn't been determined yet.
Number 3.
Cities with heavy traffic have a lot of air pollution.
Number 4.
His job was temporary, but now it's permanent.
Number 5.
We must protect our environment.
Number 6.
Modern technology has made it possible to fly around the world.
Number 7.
She had a respiratory problem last week.
Now, check the answer page at the end of this tape for the correct sentences in the dictation. This is the end of tape 2C, book 25.